Manager's Log, Monday, January the 23rd, 2017. Wow, what a weekend it was. We had an inauguration, we had marches, and then we had another march, and then we had the final playoff games, and here it is, Monday morning, and we know who's going to the Super Bowl. I had heard that the turnout to the Trump inauguration had a low turnout, so I wanted to look at the images, Google that, Obama, Trump inauguration, quite the difference. Obama's administration, people were standing shoulder to shoulder. Trump's inauguration, there was a lot of empty spaces and people were not shoulder to shoulder. It was reported that he spoke with the CIA afterwards in his opening meeting with them. And he said the media lied. There was thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, but the media lied. Don't believe them regarding the amount of people that were turned out. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people there. So I guess all those pictures, they photoshopped a lot of people out. I don't know. But that's what it looked like to me. And I also heard that in the marches around the world, cities around the world were protesting. I've never seen that before. Where all nationalities were marching in protest to Trump's inauguration. Because there was this fear of, in some ways, the downtrodden, the disenfranchised people are going to be hurt. And all has to do with the globalization of the economy. Trump and many other billionaires are in America and in other countries could possibly have more control. And of course, we've got the Congress, we've got the Senate and the House of Representatives, and they work in a slow process, which they are supposed to keep a balance. I guess all we have to do is just support them in their endeavors to curb any outlandish actions that some people may try to do, to undo some of the civil rights and environmental laws and things that some people need to have out of their way in order to make more profits. As the people in the marches were saying over and over, don't let this march be your last action. Get involved with your local community politics. Don't sit by the sidelines and growl. Get involved and make suggestions that will help more people in the long run. Our next generations are counting on that.